Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 28, 1839, readers of the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette were made aware of a new proclamation. The matter of cane fires was illuminated in this proclamation, which was passed by the Governor, His Excellency Sir Evan MacGregor, on September 26th. The fires in question occurred on three plantations in very close succession, Halton, Somervale, and Sunbury Estates in St. Philip. The fire at Halton took place on Monday, September 16th, just after 12 o'clock, while the owner was absent from the property. According to reports, this was a deliberate act, with fire being set to three heaps of mill trash. The flames quickly spread to other piles and reached as far as the boiling house, almost destroying it. The approximate cost of the damage was £50. The Somervale blaze occurred on the 20th of September. A couple days later, on the 22nd, Sunbury was the third victim of fire. In the case of the latter, one of the watchmen confirmed that this too was an act of arson, having seen the culprit set fire to the coal pen with his own eyes. The watchman gave chase, but could not capture the light-footed man. In each instance, members of the police department and black laborers on the estates made furtive attempts to extinguish the fires. Although admirable, significant financial loss was still felt, prompting the government to address the issue. Plantation fires were by no means a rarity in Barbados, oftentimes started accidentally. However, they were also used as acts of rebellion during the colonial era. Enslaved and free laborers in the pre- and post-emancipation period used them to actively oppose their harsh working conditions and to hurt the pockets of their masters or employers. Considering that agriculture was the backbone of the colony's economy, these events no doubt threatened to send the island's economic viability up in flames. As such, the governor's proclamation vehemently condemned the act of arson. To provide some incentive, it further offered £200 as a reward to any individual who could assist in the capture and conviction of the perpetrators. The serious nature of fires and the subsequent attempts to turn up the heat on arsonists in Barbados were underscored in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, September 28, 1839.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.